Hello. Hope you are doing well. Jai Sri Krishna to everyone and welcome to the podcast of Hindu Media Wiki. So today our question is, why doesn't Bhagwan Krishna give moksha to everyone? So if Krishna wants, he can give moksha to everyone, because Bhagavad Gita 18.66 says, Sarva Dharmam Paratyajya Mama Ekam Sarnam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papabhyo Moksha Vishyam Masucha. Meaning, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender into me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So by His grace, He can free anyone from sins. Why His grace will only fall if someone surrenders to Him? Why doesn't He give moksha to everyone? Because everyone's ultimate goal is moksha, so just give them moksha. So it is possible that every single creature could get moksha just by grace of Bhagavan Krishna. Okay, so before looking into answer, let's first look at few questions. So just imagine, why did government create prison house? The second question is, government has power to release all the prisoners. Why doesn't the head of government release all of them? So many Vaishnava Acharyas compare this material world to a prison house. Now question is, why was this material world created? Actually, this material world is eternal. It was never created, as said in Bhagavad Gita 13.20, which says, a material nature and the living entities should be understood to be beginningless. Okay, so for those who are envious of God are sent to this world, we can see that everybody here wants to lord it over material nature. Someone wants to be master of his family, someone wants to be master of his country, someone wants to be master of his job, etc. But in reality, Krishna is the master of entire cosmic creation. Now, so why doesn't Krishna grant liberation to all? Let's look at the things like this. The living entities in this world may be broadly classified in two categories. First, those who are engaged in sense of gratification, and second, those who are engaged in service of God. And Krishna says, as all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Anyone follow my path in all respect, O son of Partha. So if someone wants to serve external illusory energy of God, Krishna grants his desires and sends such person to this world, or keeps the person in this world. Basically, God doesn't interfere with the out free will, because there is no point in showing a gun to a girl and asking her to say, I love you. In this circumstance, anyone will say you as a dictate, and God does not impose himself on us. We come here by our wish, so he wants us to return on our own wish. So point here is, he sent us to this world because we wanted to come here. And how do we know that Krishna respects our will? So in the end of the Gita, Krishna says, thus I have explained to you knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do. So here he is not forcing Arjun to carry out Krishna's will. Instead, asks Arjun to do as he wishes to do. In addition to that, I would like to mention a small story. So story goes like this. Narada was visiting different place of pilgrimage on earth, where he saw many people engaged in worshipping Bhagavan Vishnu. He was bewildered as to how come Vaikuntha is so vacant. These people are so pious that they must be in Vaikuntha. So when he reached Vaikuntha, he asked Bhagwan Narayan about it. And Bhagwan said, you can bring all of them here if they wish to. And Narada became happy and he came back on earth. So he asked people if they desired to come to Vaikut, and half of them did not know what Vaikut is, and other half was just not interested, since they were deeply attached to their family, to their material desire, to their kinsmen, etc. Then Narad realized what is the condition of living entities of this world. I hope this will give you a clear answer of why Bhagwan Krishna does not give moksha to everyone else. Stay tuned and thank you.